Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Iroquois Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
And welcome in. It's July 8th, 7-8, yeah, I believe it is.
The 8th.
So Media Day's got to be coming up or something, right? Clearly none of us are going.
To the ACC kickoff?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going.
I don't even know what it is.
It's here in a couple weeks. I might register to go. I might register to go just to be able to vote.
I just said that date out loud. That's when they got me thinking of it. I'm
right.
Like, it is.
But Jeff Brom's going to talk today. So you'll have that.
Regularly scheduled?
If you talk to your, if you look at your Rocco Gasparo email.
Huh.
You know.
Well, you know, I've been... Yeah, 4th of July weekend's another long weekend. There might be a few... Give people some grace this weekend.
Yeah.
You know, because there's probably a few people going...
Today at 11.
Oh, yeah.
In the defensive team room, if you need where that...
Well,
you,
hell yeah. Let's take that live on July 8th. You damn right. I don't know what else your other plans are for sports
radio.
Well,
Louisville's given us a lot to talk about here. Good stuff. Finally. They're finally giving us stuff here in the summer.
Because it's been such a... I mean, I was like, man... Does that take Friday off? I'm like, we all took Friday off. And Thursday was 4th of July, which is the best day to have 4th of July Thursday. That's my determination.
Oh, yeah, sure.
There's no question. You get the four-day weekend, you know, maybe even the five-day, a lot of people, you know, four-and-a-half-day. That's the worst day is Wednesday.
Yeah, because you don't know what to do.
Yeah, you're going to take the front two off, the back two off.
Yeah, do I take the front two? No,
I don't want to burn the whole week.
You're taking the back two off if you're taking those two. I mean, you're not going to...
I agree. That's the answer in the end, but you don't know. But there's no question when it's on Thursday what you're doing.
Right. No, yeah, it's auto-built in, and I don't know where it is next year, but I didn't have 4th of July, so, you know, it was awful. We'll have to maybe double up next year.
I'm just checking through a couple emails here. So it'll be 11 o'clock, defensive room over there. And so I would assume we'll take that live.
You have to.
Like I said, July 8th. Yes, that reeks of live and replay it is what that reeks of.
We'll cut it up. Let's talk about every little thing. Of course, Jeff Brom will
Cardinal
do
Insider bonus hour. Let's do them all.
And Jeff Brom's going to give you nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Jeff, can you
comment on your father's evaluation of of the quarterback?
Jeff, what do you think about the sky today? What do you think about the clouds in the sky and the sunrise we had this morning? I thought it was Louisville. I thought there were skyscrapers there, and there was the sun, and there were a few clouds.
I tell you what, that one down there, it really, it's the bedrock of that skyline. It really is.
It's the bedrock, yeah.
Yeah, you can always rely on the PNC Tower.
Jeff, tell us what you think Tyler Shuck's best route is. Well, you know, he throws a lot of really good routes. He throws a lot.
Sometimes he throws a short route well. Sometimes he throws a long route well. You know, the days everybody struggles.
And we're working on it.
But, yeah, we think we got some talented guys in that room, and we're going to be able to you know, win some football games this year.
Did we just do the Jeff Braun press conference?
Yeah, although I don't have, I'm not in season. I don't have my, I got to be honest with you, is that his or is it, I think his is more I tell you what.
Yeah, it's I tell you what.
It's I tell you what.
I tell you what. Now, that definitely is what Jeff Fromm does, is I tell you what.
Yeah.
And
you don't tell us a damn thing.
Yeah.
I tell you what.
And, you know, whenever a coach, and this is just because we've been out of this for a while, whenever a guy says, oh, well, you know, he's a high character guy, if that's like the first thing he says.
Yeah.
Like, you know, tell us about Drew Diener. Well, Drew Diener, you know, he's a high character guy.
Can't play worth a damn.
Well, he's a backup.
Yeah, right.
You know, he's a backup. Now, if
listens
he's like,
well.
He's explosive. He's no, high.
Nope,
no,
nope,
no. But nope, if he's saying that he's explosive, he's one of our top guys in terms of like our throwing ability.
Not
our
that
running
we don't
ability.
Want character guys. You just don't want that to be the lead.
I don't want that to be the lead. Now, if he goes through Quincy Riley, I know that Quincy Riley's very good. You know, and if he wants to say that Quincy Riley's a high character guy, then I'm okay with that.
Ashton Gelati. High character guy.
Yeah.
Great.
But if it's a newcomer that is brand new on campus and the first thing he says, well, you know, he's a hard worker. You know, you can move him down the depth chart.
Yeah, I prefer, got him, guy's so lazy in practice. I mean, this guy doesn't work at all, but damn, he can play.
Well, that's kind of what Ron English said in the spring about TJ Capers. He goes, you know, he's not doing what we asked him to do. You know, like he's, you know, called him out, which you never see on this staff.
Yeah.
You don't see that at all, ever. And so to get, you know, I like a little call out. I like it when Rick Pitino's calling out the body fat percentages and telling
him,
you know, hey, let me get you an application to Dunkin' Donuts and stuff like that. I like that.
Yeah.
But Jeff Brohm's, it's not him. That's not who he is. So, you know, but we'll get to talk some
football. But he will pack your stuff up if you're a problem.
Yeah. So
let's not confuse.
So you should go down
there. Any sign of weakness. Yeah.
So tell us about when Tyler Barron came
in. How good of a Packer are you?
How good of a,
What's your efficient Packer?
Were they plastic bins? Were they cardboard boxes? Did you use tape? Did you use duct tape? Did you pack a tape? What kind of tape did you use? Or were they just folded in, you know, like no tape at all? You just folded in the cardboard.
Everybody in the room gets uncomfortable. Brown family turns.
You know, sometimes when you pack in a box, you know.
Yeah, and I got to tell you what, these boxes. But we now will get to the rhythm of it here. So I'm assuming media day is probably like next week, or certainly the next couple. It's list season now. How does it go? It goes list season, media days.
Yeah.
You get some local stuff, and then practice starts, and you lie to yourself and tell you football's here, and it's a month away.
All right, so it kicks off on July 22nd, so you have exactly 2 weeks to go. And let me see, credentialing.
It's TBT time right there, isn't it?
No, like it's about to start, definitely, if it's not started already.
No, that would be the latter stage of it.
But Louisville doesn't go to the 24th, so it's a four-day media day now. So if you want to go for the commissioner, you got to go on the 22nd. If you want to go for Louisville, you got to go to the 24th. Fourth. If you want to see Clemson or Carolina or NC State, they're going to go on the 25th.
You know, it's crazy. The old Big East media days, like, was about a four-day affair up there. And But the actual media day part, did you ever go to see how long the actual access to all interviews, 2 hours?
Oh, wow.
Total.
Wow.
There's a commissioner's address. Writers and radio have an hour with one group.
Right.
TV, whatever, with the other. Flip. It's over. Now.
Well, so.
And it's in the middle of nowhere. It's in Providence, Rhode Island.
Here's my hesitation to go. So, the parts that I like about it are, you know, you get a long form of Jeff Brohm and whatever players he takes with him, which I don't think we know who they are yet.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the podium, the breakout rooms are the best.
I agree.
But we're a radio station, you know, and so, and then when you request. When it's media day or media days, and you know, as a radio station, you request a series of guys, and they only bring in linemen that decide to come, you know, or like Pat Narduzzi, you know, which Narduzzi's fine
but I'm not going to Charlotte to interview Pat Narduzzi,
you know, and Manny Diaz is sitting right there as the head coach of Miami.
I mean,
wouldn't come on.
We'll definitely don't worry. We'll have it covered. I mean, I'm sure Jody will be there. We can get live with him. We'll get Jeff on. We'll go. I mean, because it's look. I mean, this is what's going on at that point. Although I'm that. If Louisville wins the TBT, that might be the regional day. So if they win their, you know, if they win their thing here. So, but that'd be, you know, there might be some reasons we can't
might
go
be in conflict.
Yeah. So we'll So, yeah, I mean, that's coming up. That's around the corner. But the EA Sports game will sort of also add into that.
Yeah, and we've got a place to do the tournament.
This has not been an on-air discussion
yet. I know, and I got to talk to you about it.
Yeah.
Talk about the procurement of video game systems, which I think that we need to figure out a way to do that. So, well, it's a flow. It's a flow.
Yeah,
it's
a flow. We'll work on it. We'll talk of that in the break.
Yeah.
So, we'll the other thing to discuss.
I know
the video.
Oh,
or which?
I thought you were going to talk about your trip.
Well, I mean, yes. I mean, I'll do that. Just not. I'll do that maybe in the 8 o'clock hour. With my
I didn't know that we were. I thought we were burning a little bit of time until
just to
we
get
got
to that.
We got to talk about the video too. Obviously,
yeah.
We talk about the
video.
Well,
I can. I'll circle back to the Kenny Chesney VIP pass that I hold in my hand, which I believe is a season VIP pass, by the way, because it's not specific to Kansas City.
You're right.
Jared picked up on that.
There's no barcode.
No. No, you have to have a ticket to get in. And then
so you're just
going to
go on tour now?
I don't know, but that I couldn't believe it. And we had he gets this packet, and it's like two VIP lanyard passes and two other VIP lanyard passes. It looks slightly different, but he goes, this is for today. He goes, this is a season pass. And I was like, wow.
All right, so where is he going next?
They take a little time off. We get to spend the whole afternoon with his one of his guitarists, Danny. That's Jared's friend, Danny Radar, who was great. I mean, the guy spent 2 hours just hanging out, going from RV to, you know, every cool thing you ever think they have backstage. I thought I sent him the group text, but you know how the kickoff tour, I had a picture with Dabo. Well, Jared's there, and he's looking at guy getting interviewed by actually a guy that's from around here, John Anthony. He runs No Shoes Radio, and he's interviewing the guy that Jared thinks is Bruce Feldman. It was Shane Beamer.
Shane Beamer.
So
it was not Bruce Feldman.
I thought I had the picture in the group text, but I guess I didn't. I made sure to get a picture of Shane Beamer. I was like, I don't know what stupid stuff I said. Like,
I don't know. But
trying to make connection. I was at the tour and with Dabo, you know. And
now you're with Dabo. Now you're with Shane Beamer.
Yeah.
Both of them beat Kentucky, so we're good.
So you're fine with that. I said something to him about that.
So August 3rd, you have a conflict.
No, that's in Nashville, right?
It's in Nashville, but will you be able in the Bahamas?
I don't know. I've not made a final decision on that yet.
Okay. So I know where you're going to be. Not in Louisville. You're either going to be in the Bahamas. It's a Saturday.
Okay, yeah.
Saturday, August 3rd, you're either going to be in Nashville or you're going to be in Nassau.
Oh, no, that would be the day you fly back from the Bahamas.
So you could just fly into Nashville.
It's probably direct out of Nashville, honestly. They have so many direct flights.
Oh, they have a million of them.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and like, I mean, for us in Santa Claus, Nashville is only about a half an hour further than Louisville.
And the options are
a lot more options than direct flights. Now, Louisville's grown up. You know,
oh my God, the parking at the airport now. I mean, because they've got you out. Tells you that's all you need to go. Go park at the airport right now and see if you think the airport's growing.
Right. No, it's great. It's a great problem.
It is.
But no, so Louisville, I'm proud of Louisville Airport, but sometimes they still, you know, in Nashville, Indy stuff, some more direct
Nashville
flights.
Gets everything. They don't even want stuff and they get it. They even want an MLS team and they got
they
it.
Might even get the A's for a little while.
Yeah, who knows?
And they're like, Oakland, you know, I guess Vegas isn't going to build their baseball stadium that they announced. And so the A's are looking for a home. Nashville's on the list. They're going to play in Sacramento.
They can't adjust Allegiant at all to have a damn baseball configuration, you would think. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know that.
Obviously, they can't, or they would. You know, I mean, they just built Allegiant not too long ago, so it must not have been.
I don't think the A's want to go from a football stadium converted to baseball to another football stadium.
Well,
but it is Allegiant.
It's not just another football stadium.
I know.
It is, you know, host that Super Bowl. Just a fun little game. We got 7-8? Yeah. So, what did you think of Louisville basketball, the second video, the one that was released yesterday?
Because
the first one was assistant coaches and kind of behind the scenes stuff and everything else.
Yeah, I love that one. That was cool. But, like, it's a hype video.
Yesterday. Well, is it a hype? I think of a hype video as something different. I mean, this is more like a marketing branding thing.
It's Pat Kelsey kind of
as Iron Man.
Marvel Iron Man.
Is that what he was?
But he's really going through time. It's like there's a portal.
But that's kind of Marvel, right?
To me, it seemed more like, I don't know, just an astronaut. Like,
right, but they used like the Marvel
the way
stuff.
That Iron the, Man talks
yeah.
to
the portal thing, yes, was
and,
like
and then the way that they opened up the portal was how they opened up the time the time portal.
Oh.
You know, this, the, you see, know,
that in, didn't in, to break this down.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I thought more like Armageddon type. Like,
you felt,
I
think, like some Armageddon. People did. Yeah. Look, Nate, caller Nate, he sent me his, or he was texting me yesterday, Daft Punk, who played the Super Bowl. He
said, yeah, Daft Punk. Yeah, it was a little, had some Daft Punk vibes for sure. But I liked it. And the whole thing is like, this is the head coach of Louisville basketball saying, we're back. You know, we're here. I went and got these guys, and we're ready to rock. And
is it as confident as Jeff Brohm taking his shirt off to reenact Top Gun? That's when I told you they had a good team. When you do that,
yeah.
Do you have to be Pat Kelsey to do something that maybe, fair to say, for some people didn't land? You know.
Oh, really? No. Oh, you mean Jeff Brohm stuff didn't land?
No, the Jeff Brohm stuff landed. I'm saying that yesterday.
This didn't land?
Here's what I think. I think it's amazing work by their video staff. I think to JB pull that Allen. Off, to make that look like Marvel, to make it look like Iron Man talking back, I took it at, and Siva actually was, his acting skills I would put up there. I thought
was
he was
good.
Thought he was a
Luke
very
was good.
I thought he was a good actor. Yeah. And I thought all of those elements were great. It didn't land for me. It just didn't. It wasn't like, you know. I don't know. It wasn't like Brohm doing the Top Gun video.
Well,
it was a little cheesy.
You were always going to be gotten by the Jeff Brohm video.
Well, and Top Gun.
And Top Gun and the sunset
but
and the song.
It also was really well done.
Right.
And it mimicked those scenes a lot.
Yeah.
So that landed. There was no question that landed.
Dude, for me, I love the video.
What, like, did you love it, but it didn't strike you as a little cheesy?
No.
Okay.
It didn't, and the thing is like, if this is like Michigan State doing this, maybe I see it through a different lens.
I bet you do.
But it's not, but it's not meant for them. It's meant for us.
Look, and let me say, above anything else, I love the fact the coaching staff and all these people are into it.
They're into it.
That is effort. That's what we want to see. I'll take, for me, maybe a humor miss or whatever on that. Of all of those above elements, try it every time.
And I think
absolutely.
To me, it's just exciting to see our coaches outwardly saying, we're back. We're going to be good, and then involved in something like this. And it's not just the head coach. This is all your guys. This is all your coaches. They're all in that control room, and a lot of the people from the athletic department are kind of the fans and the scenes
and stuff like that.
And this is the whole thing kind of coming together. I'm telling you, man, like, we didn't see this for 2 years. We didn't really see it during Chris Mack. Chris Mack would show up for Louisville Live, do a little bit of hype, and that was it.
And I think the technology's advanced in these, the video department. Right. They've gotten a hell of a lot higher training. I'm curious, Chase, like, we get all our demographics in on this. What did you think?
I don't want to recycle your take too much. It didn't. I'm never negative about Louisville sports at all. But I think the difference is the Brohm Top Gun video was kind of funny to me. Mm-hmm. Like, the play on humor helps. I didn't see the humor, and it was kind of like, oh boy, but what it does tell me is he's confident that we're gonna win some games.
Yes.
Yeah.
If I had known exactly what they were mimicking, I think it would have been the fact that neither of us really knows.
Right. No, I mean,
I think that would have made everything. That's why the Brohm thing landed better for me last year. Again, the work done on this, the effort it takes to get the lighting, to get the sound, like all that, off the freaking charts.
Well, I'll tell you who was really excited. Was Mike Lindsay.
He's always such a negative guy.
Well, but he's a guy that back in 2012, 13, 14, 15.
Oh, he appreciates the making of a video more than anyone.
He was like, he's always like, why am Keith's Crumbs Revenge? Crumbs Revenge videos at that time were super popular.
Because nobody did them.
Well, Villain HD did like highlight videos, but Mike Lindsay, Crumbs Revenge videos, we did, and we told a story. And he's like, why is U of L not doing this? And then now he was so excited. He's like, they finally are landing.
Here. And the stuff that Mike, that everybody loved, probably took him 10, 15 hours, where now they could probably do it in 5 minutes because of the technology.
Probably so. But one of the things that Mike did so well was he didn't mind, like, building up the story, like talking about the hype, like Munchie Galago telling everybody that he's better than Teddy Bridgewater. Louisville's not going to put that in their video. you know, but Mike Lindsey could, you know, and or like your failures against like a certain team or something like that building up, and that like why this game is that is so important, you know, like that's part of the story. That's part of like the angst is part of the triumph. And so what
were they mimicking yesterday?
I think they were mostly Avengers Endgame is how I saw it.
That's what I thought too in the end.
Yeah, because you had the time travel where he goes away. You had the Iron Man stuff, you know, the lever thing where they pushed it forward, opened up the portal. That was kind of similar to when the Hulk did that and he sent Paul Rudd's character back through. He sent time through.
That's better than
Paul
Max,
Rudd.
Man. I can't remember that stuff that well.
Ant-Man, it's Ant-Man.
Ant-Man. There it goes. And, you know, and then Iron Man shows up with the...
No, the fact you're remembering all this,
Well, I rewatched it like while I was sick over 4th of July. I rewatched all this stuff.
Oh, I thought maybe you watched it after you watched yesterday.
No. I watched it before the video came out, so it was all fresh. You know, I just was like, let's turn on a little Endgame because it's on TNT a million times. So when you see it on TNT...
Wait, don't you have the Disney Plus app?
So when I saw it on TNT...
Then you turn it on, okay.
Then you turn it on Disney Plus because I'm like, well, yeah.
It's kind of ruined... Disney Plus has kind of ruined that. Like I don't... If I see something on TNT I like, I'll just go rewatch it somewhere else.
Without commercials.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going
to
watch...
I think they need to change their, you know, change it up.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think Shawshank wants to give up their residual. So, I don't know. I don't know where else you could find Shawshank.
Drew Bromden this year says the best thing ever. No, that worked because it was... You knew exactly the scene they were creating.
Yeah.
You knew exactly what was going on. And it was... It worked. Why do people like when they like? Mm. Oh, you only like when Brom does. Oh, so you didn't like effing 10-2 last year?
Well,
it didn't work for you.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I did like 10-2, 10-4. But
extra says, let's see, the little basketball space video was cheesy. Satterfield and Chris Mack was better.
No.
Ooh, I don't know.
Throw the bomb.
Throw the bomb was pretty good.
And that's one of those few when Chris Mack did it. It was good. You know, when Chris Mack, he just didn't do it a lot. You know, that's the only, that was
Chris Mack had
thing.
A personality that it could, you know,
and then he chose to use it. And then he went insular because Neely, you know, and he really wasn't that outward anyway. You know, like, I don't want to build Chris Mack up into being some, you know, very, you know, extrovert or something like that. It's just not who he was.
The text line is, they're not good. But they're not bad, you know, but it's like this one said I wanted to... like that hype video so bad, but the amount of cringe I experienced in the first 30 seconds was a record.
I'm sorry. I didn't feel that at all. I didn't feel that at all. I am not going to sit here and act like that I felt a single bit of cringe. I enjoyed that movie from the opening second until the final one.
Movie now?
Yeah. 4
it was
stars.
A hype video.
Yeah, if there's an Oscar. No, I don't know. But like it,
Siskel Blicker.
But I don't think I've been all
Ebert.
In...
Blanket
on Louisville basketball like I am here on July 8th, 2024, since like 2017, since before Rick Pitino got fired. I am so freaking hyped for basketball. It's not even funny.
I will say this. I think it's like when Prom did that video, like I said, you only do it because you got a good team. Yeah. This tells me Kelsey's like, it had to be part of Kelsey going, I don't know what it's going to look like. Sounds kind of cheesy, reading the lines, but I'll do whatever because that's what I love. That's what's great about it. That's why there is excitement.
Exactly.
But he's also think if he thought his team sucked, you think he'd take a chance?
No.
You wouldn't risk it. You'd go, no, he likes what he sees.
See us out here. I mean, he's going to blow out the exhibition, both exhibition opponents, whoever they are, by like 40. You know, the starters are going to be in.
Jason,
late. He's going to go through.
Were you jumping in there? Oh, sorry. So there we go. Well, we'll get some reactions. See what people think. Look, I like the effort. I mean, whether it works, you know, I love the effort.
You know, if I were Louisville, I think I'd take the skills of J.B. Allen, who are clearly amazing.
And that's the video.
That's the video coordinator. And I would just have J.B. just call Mike Lindsey. Every so
These
often.
These guys are doing pretty good.
Oh, they're pretty amazing. I just think that Mike did a really good job of making people cry. You know, he did. And
well, you're not going to do with this. This one, you're trying to do something fun here, right?
Yeah. You're trying to do something fun. But as you get closer, there are some things that you could do to, you know, raise the hair, you know, off people's arms and stuff like that and really get people, like, intrigued. Mike Lindsey's to me, is the best at that. And I think they have the skill and a creative department to pull off basically any idea now.
Yeah.
That, whoa, to me, just absolutely.
All Mike's ideas might be now about 3-year-old and 5-year-old children.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. He has a unique way of making you think about things from a video making perspective that I've never experienced before. Since he stopped making Crow's Revenge videos, which was a disaster because the ACC agreed to let us do it and then pulled them all down anyway. So
there you go. Texture says, haven't seen the video. I'm sure the text line reaction is telling me Strieber will have a field day at 3:00. He goes, I mean, Bobby did put Justify on our media guide when we sucked. I'm like, well, yeah, he didn't know they were going to suck. I don't want to read through all these negative reviews. They're not always negative. They're just like, this is an interesting one. It says it was kind of corny to me, but my son loved it. Okay. Maybe it linked.
I mean, you're talking about the...
actually your dad.
That was not my dad. My dad is not texting the text line. He has no idea what the text line number is. Even though we could say it 437. We could say 437-9680 a million times. He's still gonna be like, what's the text line number? It's not gonna do it. But no, there's a whole generation of kids that know that think Louisville basketball sucks.
It's getting ready to be. I mean, again, like 17,
that's 7 years ago.
Okay, I know, but 2020, they were, in the top 10, right? Number one. So,
but that's 4 years. Imagine that they're 6 years old.
Now, that's not a generation yet, though. That's an early memory.
What's a generation? 10
I would
years?
Say, I would say 15, 20, but I
would say 15, 20.
But at least 10, at least somebody going from age, 6 to 16 or 6 to 12,
right,
or something
you
like that.
You have experienced a lot of good times.
Yeah, if you're first through sixth grade, if your team sucks, you think they suck.
Right. If you're a Louisville fan.
But you got to get to sixth grade. By the time you're third, you're here, you're seeing some rumblings.
Yeah.
You know.
So I learned about the rivalry between Louisville and Kentucky on the school bus.
Oh, yeah.
Elementary school. It's kindergarten to really the sixth, seventh grade. Those were we fought.
No, you were not in the Cold War. The Cold War was the roughest time.
Oh, I know.
Cold War was the roughest, because Eric Crawford, I think it was his first column he wrote for the Courier when he went from being a writer to a columnist, I think, was him talking about growing up in the Cold War era where they didn't play.
Yeah, that would have been the worst.
Oh, y'all are scared. And the hypotheticals, because you couldn't settle it.
No.
And Louisville had, that's when they were like loaded.
Oh,
Yeah. And
so that's the whole thing is like.
So you when you were young, they were playing.
They had been playing.
Yeah.
Like, so they weren't really playing in football yet. They were playing
in
basketball.
Right.
So, Kentucky was terrible in football forever. But they were still acting like they were superior to us because.
I don't know. There wasn't a lot of trash talking of the football programs when I was growing up. I wasn't even aware
you didn't have that?
Next to none.
Okay. So for me, we had it.
Yeah, because the times had changed. Yeah.
Yeah. So we had it, and then once Louisville started playing, when I was like 12, so it was like 94, was that the first
right
game?
Around,
yeah, it was 12. So now it was like, oh, okay, now we had something to kind of bring in. I think they won the first one, and then we won a couple in a row. I can't exactly remember.
They won the first one.
And then we won two in a row, then they won two in a row, then we won three in a row, four in a row. Yeah, so it was,
history down.
Yeah, I brought it up.
Oh,
so,
wow.
I brought it. I don't remember the early years as well as I do kind of later, but I always do think that it's...
We have plenty of reactions, so if you want to... I'd like to, always like to hear some reaction as well, so we can do that also, 267-9680. Don't forget, you want to save 15% on TBT tickets, use TBT Lou15. TBT Lou15, and that'll get you 15% off. It gets going for Louisville on July 20th at Freedom Hall. We'll have the games right here. And again, that is TBT Lou15. If you or someone out there needs any work done on your roof, call Carlin. Carlin Roofing and Sheet Metal. They'll take great care of you. They'll get the work done in super fast, efficient amount of time and clean up after themselves. Then same speed and efficiency. So it's Carlin Roofing and Sheet Metal. Whether you need a full roof replacement or just a few shingles, I've got my entire roof replaced there. Marquez, Keith Pointer. It has roofs as well from Carlin Roofing and Sheet Metal. They've been doing it the right way since 1984. It's Carlin Roofing and Sheet Metal, and tell me you're talking about them right here.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
We're having an all-night revival. Some call the women and some will steal the Bible.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
And we're back at it here, 93.9 DeVille. We got the Reds tonight against the Rockies. That'll be 6:40 broadcast start, so 7 o'clock, 7:05-ish to play-by-play. Eli De La Cruz, an all-star.
How about that?
There
I
you
love
go.
That. Will Smith, a two-time all-star.
He hit like three jacks the other night.
Yeah, in one game, which was absolutely outrageous. I did not think Will Smith was gonna be a pro when I was watching him in college. I actually went to like every game, home game that year or that those couple of years
wow.
where he was there. And he was a really nice college player that got really good in like the last 6 weeks of his college career. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden he was like, whoa, okay.
And now he's making all kinds of money for the best team in well, the best team in baseball. He got the highest payroll at baseball. So
yeah.
and up there.
They had six all-stars on the Dodgers.
I watched him hit one of those home runs in the Minneapolis closed airport after a 3-hour delay by Delta on on I guess that was Friday night. Yeah, into Saturday morning going to Kansas City. Yeah, I was explaining to the guy next to me. Yeah, that guy's from Louisville.
Yeah, you know, that's pretty cool.
They don't care.
But Eli De La Cruz is a is an all-star, and the Reds sweep the Yankees but get swept by the Tigers.
Sounds
about
right.
You figure it out. Like, yeah, we'll go into Yankee Stadium, we'll sweep the New York Yankees, and we'll play the Tigers and you know, below 500 and just get swept. That seems right.
Yeah,
you're making intern Jackson squirm talking about the Reds back here.
Sorry, Jackson, we're all Reds fans. I'm supposed to go on Wednesday. We'll see if it works
out. I'd love to be able to see them on television at some point. Now, they did advertise something last night during Sunday Night Baseball, the MLB.TV, MLB. Does that get the Reds?
It's blacked out if you're in.
Because it says every game outside of market, and there's no asterisk on there.
But I'm in the market. It's every game.
I'm in the market, but I can't get the games.
Correct.
This is ridiculous.
But I'm not in the market. I'm 3 hours away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
how do they determine the market?
Well, the real problem is YouTube TV not paying the freight for that.
No, I know.
Let's be honest. Like, that's the biggest part.
I mean, when I signed up for YouTube TV, I had what are now Bally's. You know, it was the Fox Sports Ohio's.
Right.
I had that. I had Fox Sports Ohio. I had Fox Sports whatever gave me the Cardinals.
Whatever
gave me the Cardinals. I had both. And then within like 3 months of me signing up, they were gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know,
bait and switch on Blankenbaker.
Little bait and switch, but I do love YouTube TV. I just wish.
Yeah, I like it. I don't like the Reds more than I like YouTube TV. So that's the decision we're both making right now.
Well,
that we like YouTube TV better than we like the Reds.
Well, I don't know the other option.
Like, yes, you do.
No, what is the other option?
Like, you could get cable and have a login.
I get the St. Louis Cardinals.
So you're direct.
Where I am.
Direct TV.
Direct TV would do it.
I don't know.
I don't want to put a satellite on my Carlin roof. I'm not doing that.
Intern Jackson says Fubo TV.
Fubu? Okay.
Fubo.
Fubo.
Yeah. Fubo.
Am I going to get viruses?
Not Fubar. Not Fubar. Fubo.
Am I getting any viruses?
No, you have to pay for it, but he said it's
so fast. You would do that in lieu of YouTube TV in that scenario.
Yeah.
If you wanted to watch the Reds.
That
but
badly.
He did say that it kind of sucks.
So. That Fubo TV kind of sucks. Is it at least in HD when it starts to broadcast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is.
All right.
Yeah, it is.
Well, then I can if I can arrive at that, then I'm fine. But.
Let's see. Texter says my son is 10. He struggled to not jump ships. We were talking about like a lost generation a while ago.
Yeah.
Texter says, my God, think of all the loyal kids who believe U of L football sucks because Kentucky's beaten them 6 out of 9 years.
Yeah. And you know the whole thing. You know, like you know with Kentucky, they've won 5 in a row. In football.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just it's sickening to think about.
Yeah.
You know, because last year we let it get away. Like that was an absolute like of all the losses that we've taken in the Kentucky series, last year's sits as poorly with me as 2002.
I believe it because, you know, it was on the other day, like on ACC yeah. Network. I saw on the guide. I'm like, I am not watching this. I am not going to right. watch this.
It's
normally even, I would even think like, well, no matter if they won or lost, like, okay, I'll watch it because maybe there's some play. You remember plays. I don't remember. Like, and I was like, I can't watch this.
Oh, it's the plumber fumble. It's the plumber fumble. That is disgusting. Like,
no, it's the wheel the out of the backfield that goes for the huge play.
Yeah, well, the two play
and
the drive.
Kickoff return.
Yes. I mean, all the things. All the things.
It's about three of them that you know are coming and you can't watch.
23 bothers me worse than 16.
Which 16 was Lamar's
fumble.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we had won five in a row against Kentucky at that point. You know, we had the Heisman Trophy winner going for six. Mm-hmm. One would have won 7-17 in a game that we didn't punt in.
Yeah.
But, like, that...
Probably
that,
both those fumbles cost them Orange Bowls, right?
Yeah. Yeah, the Plummer fumble and the Lamar fumble.
Because if they win that, they're 11-1. Even if they get worked against Florida State or lose right. to Florida State...
We would have had to play Georgia, who would have been just
yeah. I'm not.
Off.
I'm not saying the result of the bowl would have been desired,
but would have been in the Orange.
But
Bowl.
But wouldn't you rather lose to Georgia in the Orange Bowl than USC yes. in the San Diego Bowl?
Yes.
Yes.
We were all set to go to Miami.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, and the same thing in 16. We were thinking we're either in the playoff or we're going to the Orange Bowl. like we're in the 14 playoff if we win this game, or no, we had just lost to Houston, so the Houston thing would have been that had just happened. Sorry, I'm getting my stuff ahead of myself. But you're still going to the Orange Bowl. In both games, you know, it cost you trips to Miami.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. And we still deserve the first one because all the conversation in that parking lot of, I guess we go to the Orange Bowl now. I thought we were going to be in the playoff. And it's like, do you hear yourself? So, yeah. I mean, part of me thought that was parking lot karma while they lost that game in 16.
Yeah, part of it.
I mean, people were literally like looking down on an Orange Bowl. Like,
right.
Oh, damn, got to go to the Orange Bowl.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't know. Like, it five in a row bothers me, but mm-hmm. I think the individual 23 result bothers me worse than five in a row because I just feel like we're the better team.
I think there's probably something to that. Texter says, so excited for KP and my cards. Texter says, 100% pure Velveeta, but I'm here for it. Texter says, it was corny, but it was also great and can be true. It's fun, and we haven't had fun in a long time. I'm all for it. I think that's the best message of it all right there.
Yeah.
That it was fun. Whether you thought it was, you know the best thing you've ever seen or going to win an award, I think, you know, the effort is there.
Yeah,
no, that's what we're seeing.
That's what I take
they
from it.
They can release those practice videos all day, by
they
the way.
They can release
just
all day.
Keep doing that, right? Chase is all in on that one.
Yeah, no, that got me way more jacked
absolutely.
Up than the other one.
Yes. But.
Right. And you know what? Like, if you're Louisville and, you know, they're going to go down to the Bahamas and you're going to televise it, televise the practice sessions down there, too.
Or do this. Cut them up. Because the practice sessions alone would be boring. Those things work because you're combining hours of practice into the best moments.
Make it the Hard Knocks.
Yeah, and make it a story. Just watching raw footage of practice.
Will you voice the Hard Knocks?
Sure.
The Hard Knocks version of Louisville basketball's.
Is it voiced over? Is Hard Knocks voiced over?
It's got Liev Schreiber. Is that his name?
Yes.
He's like the voice, man. Like
he's the best.
You know him. The actor. He is he's a really good actor.
Ray Donovan. And,
yes.
And Sabretooth from the X-Men, the Wolverine.
He apparently just loves going in and voicing it. I don't think it's that much time because really his voice is... You know, it is over the commentary, but if you really think about it, it's probably 12 minutes of voiceover for him each week, so it's not that big a deal. So, but pretty cool, pretty cool. But so you would voice it over,
sure, if you want me to, sure,
yeah.
But I think in practice, it's great because we know nothing. I mean, I'm watching that video, I'm like, this is great because now I can see who some of these guys are. You know, because all these names have come in, but you couldn't go face to body to name. I mean, on all that
gives you an opportunity to learn these guys. And I love that Terrence Edwards Jr.'s nickname is Fat.
Yeah, I love that part too.
He's like the skinniest freaking guy. The two skinniest people I know, or two skinny people that I know, have a nickname Fats, and that's Terrence Edwards Jr. and Katie George.
Her
family call her Fat Fat. I have no idea why. She told the story on Ennis's show way back when I was on with Ennis, and so now whenever I see Katie, I'm like, hey, Fat Fat, and everybody looks at me weird.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
But I'm inside.
Yeah.
I know the story.
You're like, you mean P-H-A-T. That's what you mean.
I don't even know how to spell it, but I got to go back
to the
story.
Two of the most fit people you know, right?
Yeah.
Either way.
Two very not fat people.
Yes. But no, there's no way to get attached to a team that there's no possible way you could know. You know, even the most ardent fan wouldn't you know, be able to tell you, right, you know, definitively, you know, probably before some of these videos, who, which player is.
No, so, you know, give me an opportunity to attach myself to a
Australian very... accents on the team.
Well, yeah. Rain Smith, right? Yeah.
And then the assistant.
He's playing, what?
Cassidy. Mike Cassidy.
Thank you. Very interesting to kind of learn that. By the way, as we're talking about international stuff, did you realize that Carlick Jones is playing for South Sudan in the Paris Olympics?
No, you sent that on the group thread last night, and I was like, I don't know how you found that.
I don't know how I found that either, but like, he is not South Sudanese. He's from Cincinnati. But he's,
oh, there's so many ways to get on if you've got a distant relative, cousin's mother.
He's in the United States' region. So we're gonna
doesn't matter. Like, I mean, come on. I mean, that happens.
I don't care.
Look at all these UofL swimmers swimming internationally.
I'm going to be rooting for South Sudan in the Olympics. How about that?
South Sudan. Let's see here. Let me pull. Chase, who we got? I can't pull up these stupid things. Let's go to Mike up next. Mike, welcome in. Good morning. We have Mike there? No, Mike. We got Lingo.
Well, I didn't even know that there was a North or a South Sudan. I just thought it was Sudan.
Don't get there as often as you like. You don't travel there.
I don't think Carly gets to South Sudan.
Doesn't matter.
Very
people
often
are
either.
Playing for like all sorts of international teams that they find some BS way to get around.
And I think one of the reasons why you attach yourself to a different
like
country.
Like Nick Valvano could play for the Italian team, and he's never even been to Italy.
Never even been to Italy. Yeah. Well, I don't know that he could.
Well, by rule, let's pretend he was an elite level, highly prepared, highly trained athlete, never missed a practice, never late.
Yeah, but no.
Suspend everything you know.
Suspend everything that we know about Nick. And then could he technically play for Italy? Yeah. I don't think he could.
Yeah.
But no, it gives you an advantage.
They find a way. My grandfather was... His, you know, friend was in the Italian army. Oh, okay. All right. You're in.
There's something like every single starter on the French national team for soccer is from a different country.
Yeah.
Besides Griezmann.
Is that right?
Yeah. They're all African.
How about the Canadians, man? You're a big Canadian fan now that they've advanced to the, is it the semifinals?
Yeah. Semis, isn't it?
I'm not.
Of the Copa America? The coach that we passed on? That was nice.
That is correct. We did pass on him,
yeah,
unfortunately.
Yeah, we took on the Kenny Payne of soccer coaches for Team USA. That's what we've
no,
done.
No, they hired him twice. Hang on. I mean, it can't be the Kenny Payne. You wouldn't do Kenny Payne twice.
No, you wouldn't do Kenny Payne.
He's not Kenny Payne.
He was Petrino 2.0, the latter half.
Was he Kragthorpe? Is he Kragthorpe?
No, it was just non-progressive to hire him back. Yeah. Is all it was.
Who is our worst coach in school history?
We just fired him.
I mean,
what are you talking about?
No, it's worse than Cooper?
By far.
Cooper was bad, man.
Okay, you evaluate him.
I would probably still go Kenny Payne, but Cooper was horrendous.
2 years, Brian Cooper?
Three. He actually beat Nick Saban, but I think it was like 5-7, 4-8, 1-10, something like that.
Okay, but at least you saw. No, he's like 7-4.
Okay,
5-6.
Yeah,
1-10.
1-10. Yeah, and the 5-7, by the way, or 5-6, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. That team should have been 9-3, 10-, you know.
Either way,
yeah.
The if you were equating it to what happened here at basketball, this would have been
right.
0-11 and 1-10.
You're right.
I mean,
it doesn't get any. I mean, he probably is the worst coach in the history of college sports,
of major college sports. I think so.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's what I would
of
say.
Of major college sports,
like football, basketball.
Yeah, somewhere in there. Like I really don't know. Like, so it ends all discussions. We can't even have a discussion about it.
Yeah, it's the
like,
second word. Yeah.
It ends all discussions. Because Kragthorpe was bad. He wasn't worthy of the job, but like, he wasn't as bad as Cooper.
I didn't tell you one of my airplanes last week. I was coming back from
you did tell me.
Vegas. Oh, yeah. I was coming back from Vegas. I think I told this on the air. Yeah. And so like, I had my Louisville Dunkin' Cardinals shirt on, and the guy goes, you from Louisville? And I go, yeah. He goes, I've got a friend of mine. I just got fired there. And I was thinking football. I was only thinking football. I'm like, that's Brom staff. Like, what?
I said, who
was it? And he goes, Josh Jameson, right?
Yeah, Jameson.
Josh Jameson. I'm like, oh. And so I go, yeah, man, that was what a well-run deal. He's like, you know, of course, I think he's defending this guy a little bit. I can't remember what he said. But I was like, what did he do at Oregon exactly? Because we weren't really clear on his role here. And he was like, he was director ops. He goes in, you know, we got player, whoever who was top 12 in the country at that point, player 9, it was top 12. Let's just say he was involved. you know.
He was involved.
I'm like, so he's a bag man.
Yeah.
But it's like, there's no need for a bag man. It's a, like, what's the Jimmy Buffett line? You're a pirate 400 years too late.
Exactly.
Dude. I mean, like.
Totally.
Or 200 years too late.
I heard Josh Jamison was really good at mulching. But did you see what Phil Knight is doing? Like, he's like opening up his own personal war chest.
NIL, oh, boy.
Because he's like, I am going to see Oregon win a national championship before I die. And he is just like,
so it's going to be like the Derby and the Sheiks getting involved.
Yeah,
huh?
The Sheiks are involved in the Kentucky Derby, and Phil Knight is definitely,
he's a Sheik.
Yeah,
yeah,
he's a college athletic Sheik. Can you imagine Oklahoma State when T. Boone Pickens was alive?
I was just thinking, like, yeah,
somebody like that.
See, what's really more dangerous than a guy that rich is a guy a fourth that rich who's 10 times the fan.
Yes.
Now, Phil Knight seems to combine both.
Yeah, T. Boone Pickens was too.
But any crazy fan. I don't mean like guy who can behave himself at an event.
Me.
You can behave yourself at an event. I need crazier than you.
Oh. I can behave myself.
Right. I need you without the ability to behave themselves at a banquet.
You need Nevin Shapiro running the Ponzi scheme.
Yeah. Without the rule breaking. Yeah.
Putting the stripper pole in the suite.
Yeah.
You know, which he did.
Yeah, but I need you... with a little bit of a crazy switch having been flipped,
right,
and a fourth of whoever's money we want to talk about. That's the dangerous fan.
That is the dangerous fan.
Because there'd be some dude who's like, I don't know, a big Rutgers fan. You know, maybe he's in a waste management business up in New Jersey.
Little waste management.
You know maybe he's sitting there and decides.
His name's Tony?
Yeah. Decides, you know what? I've had everything I want in my life. I want to see Rutgers basketball at the top.
That's right.
And I want to turn into real live blue chips without having to hide anything.
Yeah, it's a nuclear skateboard. Yeah, didn't even ask for
somebody
it.
Probably here's the ultimate. They're really rich and they hate their family and they love their team.
Yeah, or they have
that
no family.
That is the guy that they've shunned their family. They're the biggest, I don't know, Creighton Blue Jays. The Blue Jays, that
yeah,
they
the
are.
Blue Jays.
Yeah, the Creighton Blue Jays fans you've ever seen. And by God, they're going to have everything. They're going to have a spaceship if they want it.
Yeah, I know. I mean, imagine Elon Musk is a Louisville fan and like you can just buy Twitter for fun.
Yeah.
You know, because he doesn't like what's happening on the platform. Imagine what he could do in NIL. Imagine what Bezos, if he wanted to get involved with
I don't think
UCLA.
They're crazy enough. No. I need them crazier.
They're crazy, but they're not crazy for college sports.
Yeah, I need, and maybe a little Mattress Mac in there. He's not kind of crazy.
He does it all for charity and to Hedges promotion.
Yeah.
Just really smart.
Yeah. Yeah, yes, he does. You feel like, oh, he's giving so much money. Is he? It's called, you know, it's
he's still
hedge.
Making money.
Way
guys.
To hedge,
he's
everybody.
Still making lots of money.
If he was just gambling, he'd just gamble. You know?
The margin in mattresses must be absolutely
all through the roof.
Yeah, ginormous.
Yeah.
They must be. They have to be. I mean, how many mattresses are you really selling at a mattress store?
Always 75% off.
They're always 75% off, and they're still making money. And there's nobody in there. And then at 4th of July, they move them all out for fireworks.
Yeah.
And then as soon as the fireworks are done, they move them back in.
I love the Blake and Baker mattress fireworks relationship.
It does happen.
Working theory.
It does happen. I'm sorry.
What about Halloween? Do they do the same thing with Halloween
maybe
places?
Maybe they do. They're all spirit Halloweens. I did love the when Humana decided that they were going to move out of the Pink Palace, they turned it into the Halloween store.
Those memes were great.
I guess we're going to build a new hotel. Downtown Louisville got announced last week, which is kind of cool.
I don't believe it when I see it. Where's my Target? Where's my Target?
That's a totally different
Where's deal. My Target?
That I don't... Yes. Agreed. Because they talked about building this thing over here, but we got Insomnia Cookies out over here, and sounds like...
They already had Insomnia Cookies.
No, but they're moved next door to us.
Well, they were just across the street.
But I'm saying out of that building. Because as long as businesses are operating over there...
Oh, okay. I see your point now.
Then nobody's leaving.
You need anything other than the... airport price convenience store over there.
That's right. Yeah. Like, why am I on a cruise ship? Am I on a cruise ship?
Where's the water?
Where's the slide?
Yeah.
Where can I hit a golf ball into the ocean?
Yeah.
You know,
in Vegas?
Like, this convenience store legit thinks that they are
you're like, the airport.
That they're in Dubai. No, Dubai's airport.
Yeah. Well, they kind of are if you want any. if you, I mean, if you don't want to drive somewhere,
Kroger's where else right down the way. But yeah, you have to drive.
Yeah, you have to drive.
Yeah. Kroger's right down the way.
And that's why they know it's a convenience fee on that.
My word.
And I don't even know if the price is even on the stuff. You just go up and they ring it up, and you go, all right, whatever.
Yeah, they look at you and determine.
Yeah,
the price.
You've already made the decision. You're coming in here. You're overpaying
right.
or something.
If you're not from this land, you pay less.
Yeah.
If you look like you're from this land, you pay more.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how it works.
Listen to different talk shows too. That's interesting. There.
They're not talk shows. Well,
they might be in that language. If you want to hop on in, 267-9680 is the number to get in. UPS Jobs text line 437-9680. All right, I'll get into the Kenny Chesney stuff in the next hour.
Okay.
With Jared and everything else. So
we'll
do that. We've got we can get back talking about this video. As we roll along here this morning, if you need a security system, it's great for me when I'm on the road. I know what's going on in and around my home because I've got Vector Security online, vectorsecurity.com. They're great. I mean, I've had them for over 10 years at the house, probably going on 12, and we've had them longer, over 10 years here at the radio station. So it was Mid-America, then ADS, and now Vector Security, but the same people, the same phone number, 452-6277, online, vectorsecurity.com, and mention us and get that doorbell cam and get it installed for free. That's a several $100 value, and my guess is that'll be part of several things that you want done security-wise at your home. So hour number two straight ahead, Diener Show, 930 The Billy, ESPN 680.